Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, so Randall posed the question here. This is being broadcast, Randall, you say, on all frequencies?
Yeah, whatever frequencies that the receiver is picking up or can be tuned into or detect would probably be the best term, is what must be transmitted to it. So therefore, if you're scanning through a whole bunch of frequencies, say at a tenth of a second at a time, then if the same message is being transmitted on all frequencies, then you can get that long message or a longer message, a full word or two, or maybe even a short phrase. That implies that what you've got, and there is really no other way for this to happen, is a transmitter that's transmitting on all of those frequencies simultaneously at the time that the device picks it up. That's the only way it can happen, because that's how electronics works. So this is really, really interesting. I mean, if it is some kind of a hoax, it's a pretty sophisticated one, because you don't get transmitters that just transmit on a whole bunch of frequencies all at once like that. You can't buy them. You can buy these spirit boxes that can receive them, but somebody would actually have to make a very specialized transmitter, and they'd have to know what they're doing, and then they'd have to know all about you and your investigation and where to go and be in the right proximity in order to transmit it just to your device. So it's pretty complex and really interesting and still a mystery regardless of these particular facts.
Yeah, I've just gotten so many responses back that just, to me, without a shadow of doubt, I'm speaking to the other side, in my opinion. I've just, too many things have been said through that box.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah. Again, you know, we certainly wouldn't dispute that people are having these experiences. I mean, I've had my own. Gene, not so much, but I don't know how to explain them necessarily, but I'm also a very analytical, logical person who tries to figure things out. So when we have that much information with, you know, concerning the type of the device you're using, then that has to imply something. Essentially, what I was saying, what we've got is something with the transmitter that transmits on all frequencies that allows your device to pick it up and communicate through. So why, I guess like Gene says, should we assume necessarily that it's a member of the dearly departed as opposed to maybe something else that has access to the information that you would need to conclude that it is somebody, a deceased person or from the past?
Well, like you know, he said that would just be nearly impossible to build the transmitter to come through on your machine, because there's so many people doing it at any given time. My gosh, it would be a full-time job 24/7. When I hear, you hear different voices too. It's not just, you know, it's men, it's women, it's children. You hear different languages sometimes. We've heard Native American chanting, and, you know, we've turned it over to people who speak Native American, and they said it was some sort of life of prayer or something, I think they had said it was. So just some of the things we just get is just so super fascinating.
But we're also looking at something here that has the power to deal with technology. And that's what I wonder about.
It has to be from our realm as well, then. I mean, because just the sheer fact that we've got a physical transmission within our world, our realm, that means that whatever it is transmitting has to be also at least partly in our realm. It can't be simply like some other completely separate dimension. There's got to be some way for that EM to come through. And so far as we know, there is no other dimensions. We haven't been able to detect them any other way than this. I mean, then there's people who are looking all over. There are other types of receivers out there, say SETI, for example, they've got gigantic dishes like that make spirit boxes, you know, just look like a kid's toy, that are scanning millions of channels all at the same time, including all the background noise. They don't get any of this, you know. So why would this be restricted to these small devices?
Well, nobody says it's not on the bigger devices. Maybe they're not utilizing it the correct way, like how the spirit boxes are designed. Like I said, I don't build them, so I guess I'm not that educated on exactly how, you know, they make them scan as quickly as they do. And I don't know what these big satellites on what they're actually scanning when they're doing and what are they listening to.
Well, I would think, though, that we're dealing with scientists and engineers who know something about this, something about how these systems work. And if they're scanning for all these frequencies, why aren't they receiving it? What is the difference between the spirit box and one of those gizmos?
Well, I don't know how the scientific people are scanning. You know, are they scanning radio stations? What kind of frequencies are they scanning? We don't know exactly.
But we do. Actually, we do know. That's the thing. But, you know, maybe because, you know, you're not maybe so technically inclined, maybe we should switch now for the time being. I mean, we can come back to sort of ideas about how it's happening because, again, it seems to be happening to a lot of people, enough people that it's not reasonable to think that people are just making hoaxes or experiencing things that aren't significant. It seems that people are getting significant results somehow from these things. Exactly how, we don't know. But what kind of messages are you getting from it? Are you getting more than just words? Or are you getting anything that is, say, relevant to what might be going on with the transmitting person? Like, have you had any conversations or longer sessions where you could, say, ask more than a few questions and get lots of answers to determine or create a larger picture?
Usually when I run the spirit box, I run it for anywhere from, you know, 15 to 20 minutes at a time. Sometimes a half hour. It just depends if I'm hearing voices come through or not. Sometimes if it's just all the static running through, then nobody's talking to me. So then I just move on to another area or wait a little while to see if they have enough energy to speak. But I've gotten full sentences. Like I said, the Captain James one, I'm trying to think of some that are really good. I've asked, you know, where are you from? And they would say, like, St. Louis, where are you from? So they immediately, you know, they ask me a question as well. So I'll answer them back. And, you know, not always can you constantly have a conversation with that same person.
That is really interesting, because what we're dealing with, then you're asking a question, but these boxes don't have transmitters. They're just receivers. So whatever it is that is responding to you, if we're to assume that they are replying to your question, must be either in the vicinity to hear your voice or somehow you're relaying a message out to them.
Well, I have,
you know,
I've asked questions too, like, can you see me? And they'll say yes. And then I'll say, well, what color is my shirt? And they'll, whatever color it happens to be that day, I've heard them say pink. You know, and it's like, so yeah, you can see me. I do different things like that. Or I'll say, what city are we in? And they'll say the city I'm in, or what state am I in? Or I'll specifically ask questions, if you could visit a state that you never got to, where would it be? You know, they're directly answering my questions. And sometimes I'll say, can you tell me the name of somebody in this room? And they will say the name of somebody who's in the room.
So that implies that they're in, either they're watching somehow remotely through some means that we're not sure of, or they're in close proximity and able to sense you somehow that we don't know, but while at the same time, you aren't necessarily able to sense them, at least not with your normal five senses.
I want to know more about this too, Randall, and we're going to break.
Okay.
And learn more with Jill Shelley. And we're looking at ghosts and ghost machines and the messages they receive, and trying to find a logical explanation for what's happening. Should we assume These are Spirits of the Dead with Gene, Jill, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Randall, you were continuing along this line. Go ahead, please.
Right. One of them, I think it's the REM pod, also has the temperature detector. And you spoke of how you could sort of sense it intuitively, like the feeling of, the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, that sort of thing. Do your other members on your team also get those same sort of sensations of feeling or presence?
Donna is pretty sensitive. She can kind of feel when things are around. Teresa tends to be what we call her the paranormal punching bag, because she seems to be, the one that's always gets scratched, pushed, or something along the line. I don't know if they just like her for some reason. So that's kind of it. Alex, not so much. Sometimes he'll get goosebumps and things like that. I can only just kind of feel when they're around me, not all the time, but it's kind of like, it's hard to explain. It's almost like you have this electricity around you. It's just a different feeling. You'll get the goosebumps and you just kind of feel like somebody's there. So I can feel that somebody's around me. Donna sometimes will see things. She sees apparitions quite often. She will feel when things are around and things have come up to her. Actually, at the first night she stayed at the Boyd house, we didn't have furniture, so we had air mattresses, and she felt something crawl into bed with her and like spoon up next to her and snuggle. And she thought it was me. Like, I got scared and came into bed with her, and she looked and there I was just sleeping, sounded whatever next to her. And she's like, all right, well, whatever, come on in, you know. So we're so used to it, it doesn't freak us out at all.
Really? That's interesting. I mean, I would be jumping up going, what's going on? That is really interesting. And it's not the first time I've heard people having a very similar experience. Without naming names, we do have a member on our Paracast community forums who experienced the same sort of things. Someone she was very close to, who had gone and died, and she believed that the same thing had happened with her, that she'd crawled into bed with her and could feel her there, and swears, I believe, to this day that she and this person were somehow still together in this realm, in this universe. Exactly how or why or how it works is really, I guess, still unexplained. But these experiences do seem to happen.
Oh, yeah, I hear it from a lot, you know, not only my personal experiences, but of course, when I have people find out what I do, I would say 90% of people actually have a ghost story to tell me. So I find it interesting that, you know, everybody has these different experiences. And what I find interesting about them is, you know, some of the things are similar. It was kind of hazy. You could kind of see through them, but they're all different. You know, they're all like, oh, it was an old lady, or it was an old man, or it was a child, or the same but different kind of experiences that everybody's getting versus, you know, the UFOs, they always look the same like this, or the Bigfoots always look like this, or it's just, I find it interesting that the ghosts have more variable factors as to what people see and experience. And maybe that's just the uniqueness of how the ufology is and how, you know, the Bigfoots, you know, they're how they live and that kind of thing too. So I just find it really fascinating.
Well, there are people that have connected ufology with ghost hunting, and myself included. I think it's possible that what we've got is a unified phenomena there. But at the same time, another one of the things that seems to be the case, maybe, and maybe this is because I haven't done enough research into the ghost hunting side of things. I'm more a ufologist myself, but the ghost phenomena tends to be more, how shall I say, more theatrical, or like a movie or a projection, than something living and interacting. In most cases, someone will see something that just kind of passes before their eyes, or any response will be fairly short, and there's not enough to tell that you're actually talking to a living being there, to say, if you were to apply a Turing test to it, for example. It's always very short and very, and not really clear, and there's insufficient evidence to know exactly what it is you're dealing with, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, yeah.
Say a ghost on the St. Mary's, for example, something like that. Or even when someone sees a ghost very clearly, and we've had people on the show who have done that, they'll say, well, if this person was there clear as day, they got up and they walked straight through a wall, and not interacting with anyone, not doing much of anything, just this particular movement that looks like it's a projection happens in front of them, and then it's over.
Yeah, they kind of say those are the a residual haunt, where it's kind of like the same thing. They don't interact with you, so they just kind of, that's what they do. Like maybe every day at 2 o'clock, that's the way they walk, and so it's almost like an imprint in time.
Yeah, like a recording of some kind.
Yeah, and so it's like what you see is a replay of the movie, of the imprint of what they did every single day at the same time. That's what they say. And then they also say you have the intelligent hauntings, where the ones that interact with you, that kind of situation.
Can you tell us about a couple of those cases? Because, looking at your site at St. Croix Paranormal, you've been into quite a few places. You've done a lot of investigation. So maybe we could start with, how about the Waverly Hills Sanatorium?
Oh gosh, that's the dream mecca of every paranormal investigator, let me tell you.
I mean, just that it's a sanatorium is interesting. Oh, yeah. Right away. So yeah, what's going on there?
It was a lot of fun. It was huge. It's a beautiful building, if you can look at it that way. Like I said, I love old things and the history, and sometimes just when you're standing in one of those buildings, even though it's all run down and you're looking around, you can just picture how this used to be back in the day. You're just amazed at how it used to be. But we did get, they have that death body shoot where they would bring all the dead bodies down from the tuberculosis. So they'd bring them down this big chute, so they weren't always hauling them out for people to see. Supposedly there's a lot of stuff going on, and they're like, you'll hear footsteps and things going on. So we did go halfway down, and it's a hike, and we're not all that much in shape, so we didn't go all the way down. But just sitting there in the dark, you could hear, like, I could almost hear footsteps coming up at me, like almost rushing at me. So I was, and then I kind of went up more towards the top of the stairs because I was kind of chicken to be down there by myself. So I just felt like something was going to pop out at me. But we had, again, left that REM pod on the stairwell, and when nobody was there, it started going off, and that happened a couple times. A few times you would feel, you know, somebody around you. Sometimes you'd feel like somebody would touch you when you turn around and nobody's there. Yeah, I don't think we got any EVPs on that particular day, but just a lot of feels of something was around. And I know we got some spirit box stuff.
Okay, let's break here, and we have more with Jill Randall and Jean. You're in the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash of a small plane in southern Louisiana that left 5 people dead. Lafayette Fire Chief Robert Benoit says they're still investigating the crash.
The Federal Aviation agencies have did their preliminary investigation where we looked at everything that transpired so far. The individuals have been removed and are being taken to the coroner's office. We have identified them.
One of the victims is 30-year-old Carly Ann McCord, a TV sports reporter in New Orleans.
and the daughter-in-law of an LSU football coach. In Somalia, more than 60 people are dead from a truck bombing in the capital of Mogadishu. It exploded in a busy security checkpoint. So far, there is no claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're hearing more from Jill Shelley about ghost hunting.
I think we were talking about being at Waverly Hills and being in the body chute, and I had heard footsteps coming from there, feeling like somebody's going to come out at me. The REM pod had gone off, leaving it there. Nobody was there at the time, and it went off several times. Feelings of people being around you, touching you sometimes. And I know we had gotten things on the spirit box, but right off the top of my head, I don't know exactly what was all said. But it was just all in all just a cool experience. When you can get things to touch things when you ask them to, that to me is a very intelligent spirit, and we had that happen a lot when we went. Unfortunately, the building's no longer there. It was one of our favorite places that we had been, called Revenant Acres in Indiana, and we would set the REM pods out and ask it to touch it, and it would touch it when we asked it to, which I find was really kind of fun and amazing. That it was like one of the most funnest times that you had, because you know it was. You know, they're doing it when you ask them to. So they're watching.
Have you got any video of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's on our, if you go on our YouTube and look up Revenant Acres, we have that where they're touching that. We actually got it's supposedly the house does not like men, and supposedly men have been possessed and, like, actually get, you know, thrown around the room.
Oh, my.
And so, of course, you know, Alex being our only guy. he was a little nervous, and it was kind of interesting because we were all, you know, we're one of the weird paranormal groups that actually sleep in the haunted location, and we were all settling down to go to sleep, and, you know, Alex was all nervous, and, you know, we wedged him in between us on our air mattresses, and then he got up like an hour later, and he said, "I'm going to go sleep in the van. I hear footsteps coming down the stairwell, and I'm really nervous about something right now." And interesting enough, we got an EVP where you actually hear the footsteps coming down the stairwell, and then we get an EVP that says, kill one. And we're like,
oh no.
So, you know, I look back on it now and I'm like, I wonder which one of us they were thinking about killing. So, so that's kind of creepy. So that kind of validates his kind of, I don't feel comfortable being in here right now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's really easy for people to be skeptical, but it's not as easy for people to do what you do. You know, we've experienced this time and time again in a variety of topics, and you know, people will go, well, what about this? Or it could have been that. And they just sort of offhandedly dismiss it as just some people with overactive imaginations, which is really easy to do. But I really respect the fact that you go out and do things like that. You actively investigate in the field and you stay overnight in haunted houses and have these experiences. You know, I think a lot more skeptics should do that before they just offhandedly dismiss the things that are going on out there.
Oh, I agree. There are some things that you just can't explain. You know, I when we're on an investigation, if something's going off, I'm like, well, was anybody near it? Did anybody have a phone? Did anybody, you know, I'll start asking, you know, all these questions because I want to make sure that that piece of equipment went off because it was supposed to and not because of something that someone in the room did. Same with when we get an EVP, I will check it on the camcorders to make sure one of us didn't accidentally whisper that. And there have been times I've come across where I thought, oh, that's a voice. And then I'll play the film and like, oh, no, that was Donna. She said that under her breath. You know, that kind of thing. So I try to be real scientific about what when we find evidence, you know, I want to make sure 100% that I feel at least and feel good about putting out something that is true paranormal.
Well, but that's good. That's the responsible way to go about it. How about the Carthage Opera House?
You know, that one was real quiet. Not a whole lot went in there. It was just a real small room. We thought it was going to be a lot bigger than it was, but we did get the REM pod did go off that night when it was just sitting there. So that was actually a real quiet night. We actually packed it up at midnight and drove home from Missouri that night.
Oh, okay. Well, how about the Paramount Theater?
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we had a good time there. The theaters are really haunted. We've done like the Mounds Theater.
Let's go through them. Like we've got a whole still just about an hour left. So, you know, we want to hear the stories. So, and what I think is interesting, like I picked these out because, you know, they are theaters. You've got two of them. And then a little bit after that, we've got like a jail and a hair salon of all things.
Yeah.
So what actually tends to happen in say the Paramount or the Jesse Mounds theaters?
The different theaters, I just think they have so many different energies. And that's why I think why some of the spirits gravitate to them. Also, most of the theaters have some sort of story behind them of so-and-so died here, that kind of thing. So they do have a lot of energy and a lot of history. The Mounds Theater, I think, was actually the first theater that we investigated. And that was like the first time when I had the spirit box and I was listening to it on my headphones. And I was like, oh, my gosh. They're having a conversation back and forth to one another. So they would say stuff like, go talk to him. And they're like, no, I don't want to. Or I would hear a child say, can I go play? And an adult would say, yes, it's okay. And I'm like, wow, I'm like really floored by this. So it was, they were having interaction. So I was picking up somehow, back to the spirit box again, their conversations that they were having amongst each other.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so, you know, you're not getting things like, you know, where maybe the seat unfolds by itself or the projector comes on. And
we did get that one. We did get that at, there was a theater in Illinois, and unfortunately, I'm sorry, I'm not thinking what the name of it was, but Teresa had gotten that. She was sitting in the theater, you know, like the whole big thing. We were up in the balcony. And all of a sudden, next to her, the seat just went wham, and it went down, and she jumped up and was screaming, and she was trying to get out of there. So she's like, I didn't expect that.
Right, because she's the one that's always getting picked on, right?
Yes, she is. She's actually been thrown across the room, this poor gal, I tell you.
Let's just make a break from the list here, and just how did she get thrown, where, what, where, when, how?
This was actually at, this is at Whiskers Estate in Mitchell, Indiana. And the first time, we've actually been twice, the first time we went was so terrifying. We all vowed we were never going back to this house ever again. So there's a lot of evil stuff that went on there. The doctor that owned the house supposedly did unethical things to patients and women. And there was lots of deaths, lots of dead bodies buried in the backyard. The guy who bought it had a lot of, you know, getting tossed around, and people who come to visit get, you know, scratched and pushed and locked in rooms. And it's a crazy place. So we were in this closet. It's almost like a walk-in. And the people who own it forewarned us that it's a very evil closet. The guy, his name was Virgil, dropped dead of a heart attack the day he retired, and he was pretty ticked off about it, so now he's pretty mad about the whole situation. So we're going in the closet. They said anytime the door's open, they don't want anything to do with it. People get locked in. It's just, they do not like this closet. So, of course, we're sitting in it, and we're running the spirit box again. But in my head, it was me and Teresa in there, I heard, get out of this closet. And I thought, whatever. I was thinking, you know, this tearing thing is just freaking myself out.
You mean like some kind of telepathic?
Kind of, yeah, but it wasn't my voice. And it was like, get out of this closet. So I decided a little bit, I'll step out of the closet. And I, of course, didn't tell Teresa this, of course. And so she's in there now by herself, sitting on a chair. And then on review, just before she got thrown, you hear on the spirit box, shut this door.
You know what? We have to shut these announcements. No, we have to start these announcements. We can't shut them down. More to come with Jill, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Messages from the spirit world. Jill, tell us more about the story.
So we're concluding with back at Whispers Estate, being in the closet. We had heard on the spirit box had shut this door. We didn't shut the door. So poor Teresa's in this closet with a guy who doesn't like people in his closet, and all of a sudden, she comes flying about 3 feet out of that closet, just smack down on her knee, hands and knees. You know, the chair is completely toppled over. You know, she was just crying. She was so upset. She didn't lean forward, because we were even looking at it. Even if she leaned forward, she would have just felt flat on her face. She wouldn't have been protruded 3 to 4 feet out of the closet. We kind of shut the door, locked it up, and, you know, called it a night on being in the closet there. But so she was still in there, and she had actually gotten scratched in the beginning on our little walkthrough tour as well. Something scratched her in the back.
And did you get any pictures of those scratches or documentation?
Yeah, we did take pictures of the scratches as well. I think on our very first video, we might actually have that on there too. Shows the video. And of course, when you have something really good happen, the cameras never seem to work. So the actual camera that we had facing the closet was not working, which I find interesting because I just checked it before we started the session in there and everything was working just fine.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that either. Our previous co-host, Christopher O'Brien, he's been involved in film and told us of a number of cases in his experience where the same thing happens, that even people will charge their battery packs completely full and they'll still be dead, for example.
Yep. So, and I don't know if the paranormal manipulates that. We've been to actually interesting Ashmore Estates, and they said that up on, I think it was the second floor, they have a guy that comes around and shuts all your equipment off, such as a ghost, not a real person. And I kept finding that all night, and it wasn't that it just wasn't working. The switch was actually flipped to the off position.
Oh, yeah. I've actually had that happen in one of the cases that I personally experienced being a musician. We had somebody mucking around with our musical instruments and amplifiers. And, oh, yeah, in one case, there was an organ. This is in the church, too. It's the classical. I mean, it's just like something that would make a perfect scene for a movie. But this was an organ that had the old tubes in it. Mm-hmm. And when we got to it, nobody was there. because we thought we were having, sorry for interjecting here, but we were having a party and we thought somebody had gotten upstairs and had started mucking around with the organ. We didn't want to get in trouble because we had access to the basement for our rehearsal space. We didn't want to get kicked out. So we go up there to try and get this person off the thing before somebody outside notices. And we were the only ones who had keys for this area of this church. So we unlock the door, go right around the corner. This organ is still playing. It's basically right around the corner on the other side of the door. But by the time we open the door and go in, there's nobody there. And the organ is shut off. But I looked in the back and could still see the glow of those vacuum tubes as they were cooling down. So there's no question that it was on. And we searched that whole area and there was nobody there.
Yeah, again, some of those weird things you just can't explain.
Yeah, so, I mean, I will come across as skeptical, but I definitely believe something strange is going on and does happen to people. And let's go on to the Blackford Jail.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. We did a double tag team, so it's the Blackford Jail and then the old speakeasy because they're within a block of each other. So that night we would be like one team would be a couple hours at one and one team would be a couple hours at the jail and then we'd swap just to see what kind of different things that we would get. That was just, it was really fun to kind of be in there. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Kinect, the gaming device. They say that you can see, it'll be able to pick up stick figures and see the paranormal. It'll connect.
Oh, no. No, never heard of that one. That sounds fun, though.
Yeah, so we were just kind of trying it out. And so I don't know if it really was true or not, but we think it was kind of funny anyways. I was just standing in the jail and, you know, they were filming me with the little Kinect on and I was just trying to explain, you know, what it was. And of course they're like, keep going back, keep going back. And I'm like, you guys keep sending me farther into the dark here and I don't like it, but I can see the screen from where I'm at. So I can see what's behind me with the Kinect. So we keep talking, and then all of a sudden, this little stick figure-looking thing pokes its head out of the jail cell and starts walking towards me, and I freaked out, and I just said a few choice words and ran towards them guys. So we laugh about that I'm scared of the stick man. So that was kind of fun, and we, you know, just different interactions, just an equipment interaction. We had actually, at the speakeasy, Stephanie was walking through one of the rooms, and she felt, and we actually caught it on film, like her hair, like she had her hair in a ponytail that day, like somebody hit it, and it went to the side, and you actually caught it on film, like you could see it actually being hit and pushed to the side, so that she was kind of, that she thought that was pretty cool. We tend to like to have a lot of more physical experiences, so we're don't get scared. We more encourage it. Like, oh, yeah, you touched it. Can you do it again? You know, if you're nice about it. We always say you got to be nice about it, though.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of hair, then, that's the Tommy Hair Salon.
Yeah, that was fun. Like I said, boy, you're just really going way back to, like, when we first started. Like, I should have reviewed some of the places we went.
Well, I used to own a hair salon, so this is kind of a favorite for me. Like, haunted hair salon. Plus, I've just never heard of a haunted hair salon. So.
Yeah, she said, like, the clippers would turn on by themselves and just the weird electrical things. People would feel different touchings, see things in the mirrors at night when they're cleaning up. You know, I know we got some good spirit box responses. I know we got some EVPs. You know, I don't remember everything for sure. I did know that was more where they had the Native Americans and the military had some fightings and they used to hang people in the tree across the street. So we think there's a lot of activity that went on in that town.
Yeah, that sounds fairly disturbing.
Yes.
What about investigating reports from the general public? Do you get calls from people and you go out and investigate personal, I guess you do. It says here that you have investigated a number of private homes. Do people just call you up or do you happen to run across them? How does that work?
Most of the time they find us for the private homes or it'll be like word of mouth. Actually, I'm doing a private home on Saturday via somebody who knows me that mentioned it. But That's the word of mouth, or they just have experiences in their home, and I'll tell you 90% of the people who call me say, I think I'm crazy. That's the first words out of their mouth. And then they will, you know, kind of tell me what's going on in their home. Then I'll come out and I'll do a little investigation, see what type of evidence I may be able to catch. And in the meantime, while they're waiting for evidence, I don't remove spirits. I try to teach my clients how to coexist and interact with the spirits if they choose to want to interact. So we try to make it like a more of a happy roommate kind of situation for them. So most of them have been pretty pleased about it. As far as having like anything evil, mean, things like that, of course it happens, but it's so rare. So most of the time it's just like some old crabby guy or lady or somebody who passed away. And so we kind of try to figure out who they are, what they are, and come to some sort of understanding. So that's kind of what we do for the personal people who call us.
A question of full silliness here. You're assuming we have spirits of the dead. You're assuming a bunch of things with regard to this spirit investigation. But obviously, it's something that can't be proved, because if it involves spirits of the dead, the only way to prove it would be to die and come back. And I don't mean just brief death. So
right.
We're kind of left with stories that are fascinating, very fascinating, without any real indication of what we can do with it. Where do we go from here? Where do we take this stuff?
Well, I have been thinking more of research of what happens on the other side. Like where, you know, they don't always talk to me about it. You know, I try to use the spirit box as much as I can to get the information. So whether the information I'm getting is true or not. So I like to ask them, you know, like what goes on?
I want to know what goes on too. And we'll find out what goes on with these announcements with Gene Randall. And Jill, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.